Bezos Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Chaf Tes in Mesechah Sukkah. It is the 588th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up with the Mishnah towards the bottom of Chaf Chesam Beis. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the requirement to sit in the Sukkah for all 7 days, and the Ptur of when it rains to go inside of the house. The Gemara will discuss those halachas, the requirement of making your Sukkah, your diras keva for sukkis, your permanent place that you live, and then the Gemara will discuss on the top of Chavtes Amid Aleph the halachos of rain, and exactly what type of rain exempts one from a sukkah. Both the Mishnah and the Gemara speak poetically and metaphorically about what the significance of rain on sukkis is, and that will be discussed both in our Mishnah as well as in the Gemara on Chavtes Amid Aleph. The Gemara, based on the Mishnah, views it as an ominous sign, Chas v'chalila, when it rains on Sukkot, and therefore the Gemara will give us other ominous messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will really conclude our Perek, the second Perek of Sukkah on Chavtes Amid Beis, and then we will begin the new Mishnah of Perek Lulav HaGozel. So let's Bezer Hashem start about 12 lines from the bottom of Chavtes Amid Beis, Kol Shivas Yomim, all 7 days. Adam Oisa Sukasa, the Mishnah says, a person makes his Sukkah Keva, Ubeisa Arai, and his home is supposed to be temporary. However, Yardu Gisham, if it rains, then he's allowed to go inside. Me'ema Samutu Lefanos, when could he clear out from the Sukkah and go into his house? Mishatisrach Hamakbe. The Makbe or the Mikvah is a porridge, a type of congealed food. When the rain falls into the porridge, to the point that the porridge no longer tastes like itself, so then, in such a case, you don't have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. Mashlo mashal, says the Mishnah, I'll give you a metaphor to describe this phenomenon. L'ma davar dama, what's it similar to? Le'eved, shebalimzo kais le'rabbi, a servant comes to serve his master, v'shafich lo'kita in alpanav, and the master pours the wine, according to Rashi, more specifically, the water that's used to mix the wine back in his face. The Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying that Yayin represents the Midas Hadin, and the water is Midas Harachamin. And when the Eved comes, when we come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're trying to mix the Midas Harachamin to soften the Midas Hadin. And Chas V'Chalila, the metaphor is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws it back in our faces, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to mix the Midas Hadin with the Midas Harachamin. I thought we could add to what the Gra is saying. That's why there's no longer a mitzvah of Sukkah, because the whole mitzvah of Sukkah represents the special Rachamim, the special guidance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. Hence, according to Rav Soloveitchik as well, the exemption of Yeshiva Sukkah from Yeridas Geshamim, based on another teaching of the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch, is that there's no shame sukkah. It's not considered a sukkah at all, as opposed to mitzvah is a ptur in yeshiva. Either way, let's continue the Gemara. Tanu Rabban, kol shivas hayom odem oisa sukkasa keva ubeisai arai. All 7 days, a person makes his house keva, we learned in our Mishnah, and his house temporary. Ketzad, what is our Mishnah referring to? Hayo lo kelim noim. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the bottom of Chav Chesam Beis. If he has nice utensils, Malon Lasukkah, he's supposed to bring into Sukkah. Matzos, no, it's nice sheets. Malon Lasukkah, Oichel V'Shoysu Mitayel B'Sukkah, even to enjoy walking around the Sukkah. Not a Sukkah, a small, uncomfortable, shabby thing. It's supposed to be a place that's enjoyable to spend time. Minoan Emili, how did Chazal know this? The Tanur Rabban, we learned in a Brisa, the Pasuk says, Teshu, Basukos Teshu Shivas Yomim. Chazal say, Ke'ein Taduri, that you should live in it like you normally do. Mikan Amru, Kol Shivas Yom, Moises Sukos Hekevo, Beisei Arai. Ketzer Hayla, Ke'em Non, Malon Sukkah. Matzos Nos, Malon Sukkah, as we translated before. Oichel V'Shoysu Metayel B'Sukkah. And you should enjoy spending time in the Sukkah. Look at this, Umeshanein Basukkah, and also to learn in the Sukkah. In fact, if you go to the beginning of Masechet Shabbos in our Daf Yomi Shir, that was Sukkis, we recorded that in the Sukkah, as you could hear in the background. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that so? that the chiyuv is also to learn in the sukkah, va'amar rava, mikra umasna, when you learn Torah shebichsav, and for that matter, mishnais, b'metalalta. Metalalta is another word for the sukkah. V'tani, but when one does shinun, when one does chazara, bar mi b'talalta, that you could do outside of the sukkah. So what do we see? That when it comes to the basics, the reading of the psukim and the mishnayis, that could be done inside of the sukkah. However, explains Rashi and Dibur Ramaskal Vatani, that when it comes to learning shas, learning gemara, which is the svara l'troach u'lishanin, that to try to understand the teachings of the Amorayim, so that requires a lot of dikduk, Rashi explains, being medam and milsa l'milsa, comparing one sugya to the next. So then in such a case, he could go outside the sukkah because he'll be a mitzdayer sometimes in the sukkah, that sometimes the air outside would be helpful for him. So that you're allowed to do outside of the sukkah. So which one is it? Do you have to learn inside the sukkah or not? Now the Gemara gives the answer that Rashi already set us up for. Loi kasha, habi bigligris, habi yune. There are two things. There's something called girsa, and there's something called iyun. And it's important for people to know that both of those things are legitimate in learning, and one without the other is incomplete. Girsa is to have the psukim and the mishnayis and the basic gemaras clear. Iyune is looking into the matter, and that, as Rashi described before, is being medame milsa lemilsa, and it requires a certain focus, and that could be done outside of the sukkah. Kiha, here there's a big discussion who we're talking about. Some say, derava v'rami barchama kavikami mikmeid revchizda, marhiti b'gemara bahadi adadi. First, they would go over the gemara together, just chazer over the basic halachos, and then v'hadim ma'ini b'svara, and then they went over the svara. This is very, very important, again, in terms of limud, that one without the other is not good. Sometimes I find that the boys jump straight into trying to understand the svaras, and they really don't know the gemara called, and sometimes they never really understood what was behind the gemara, because all they did was simply set over the gemara. Amar Rava, mani mishatya b'mitaltla. The vessels that are used for drinking, in other words, cups and glasses, they stay in the sukkah. Mani michla bar mimitaltla. This is a raya that you have to clean up after yourself in the sukkah, that dirty dishes are not supposed to stay in the sukkah. It's not kavod for the sukkah. Chatzpa, a utensil of clay, v'shachil, and a bucket of wood, bar mimitaltla, that should be put outside of the sukkah. Visharga and a lamp in metaltala, va'amrila barmi metaltala, and some say it goes outside of the sukkah. V'lo pli, yuhabe sukkah gedola, habe sukkah ktana. If we're talking about a small sukkah, so then in such a case you can't put a lamp, because when it was made out of clay and you were very close to it, that wasn't very, very appealing. However, if it's a large sukkah, it was understood that the lamps were of a little clay, and it didn't disturb too much. We learned in our Mishnah that when the rain comes down and ruins the porridge, in such case you potter from sukkah. The Gemara analyzes 9 lines. It's a porridge that was made out of greasin. Greasin is a type of lentil that Rashi says easily spoils. And as any food or any type of porridge that gets spoiled, if it was sitting from the beginning of the rain, then you could go inside. Abai was sitting in front of Rav Yosef Noshiv in the sukkah. Noshiv Zika, the wind began to blow. And wood from the schach began to fall into the food. Amalu Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said to Abaye, Panuli mani, remove it from me, I find it disgusting. Rashi adds that Rav Yosef Himsachim and Kufyam Yugimel Amabez says that Rav Yosef was one of these people that's referred to as Anine Adas, and sometimes referred to also as an Istinus. And he was saying that he can no longer eat in the sukkah. Didn't we learn that only when the porridge spoils? Kimosha Tisrach HaMikba Domili. It's considered as if my porridge has been spoiled, even though for most people, a little bit of the branches would not have disturbed them. The Gemara continues with another halacha. It'll be interesting to see how we take Rav Yosef's teaching in terms of halacha lemaisa. But the Gemara continues with another halacha. 10 lines from the top of Tesamal Tan Rabban Yechub Basuk Vyardu Gishamin. Vyarad, it began to rain. He left the sukkah because he was exempt. And then it stopped raining. Vyarad here means it stopped raining. As long as you're in the middle of the meal that you had begun in the house, when it was raining, you could finish it. You don't have to go back into the sukkah until it becomes light outside, until it's alos hashachar. Ibayilu, the Gemara qualifies. Ad shiyar o ad shiyar. Ad shiyar with an ayin means until he wakes up. What happens if he wakes up in the middle of the night? He went inside, it started raining at 11 o'clock in the evening. He went inside, then he wakes up at 2 o'clock and he notices no longer rain. Does he need to go into sukkah? O ad shiyar, until it's light outside. Tashma ad shiyar with an alpha. Yala moda shachar. Asks the Gemara, Tarti? Those are two different things. Ya'or, Rashi explains, is when the horizon's entirely begun to become light. Amud HaShachar is before, so which one is it? Amud HaShachar is the morning star that it begins to start getting light, but not that the whole horizon is light. Ela Ema, Ad Shi Ya'or, V'yale Amud HaShachar. Only if he wakes up when it's Amud HaShachar. In contrast, so if he woke up in the middle of the night, then he does not have to go out in the sukkah. But if he wakes up and it's already alos hashachar, then he needs to go back out to the sukkah if it stopped raining. The Gemara continues three lines before the wide. Moshel Amah Dover Doime. What is our Mishnah like when our Mishnah describes that when it rains on Sukkot, so then it's as if it's an Eved that comes to pour for his master a drink. And then the master pours it back in his face. Iboyu, mi shafech lemi. Who poured what? Who poured the thing incorrectly? One hand, we could say, that just refers to, in general, that yeshiva sukkah was shelo keroy. And that it's as if, as we didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, or it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw it back in our face. Tashma, the sign, shafech lo rabba kita alponav. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws it back in our face and says that he doesn't want the shimush. Not that if we sit in the rain, then it would be as if we're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. But it's actually a negative metaphor. So now we begin to discuss examples of things that are a bad simon to the world. It's allegorious to a king that made a su'uda for his servants. A panas, in modern Hebrew, is a flashlight. In this case, it means a menorah. Kos alem. The master got angry. Va'amar la'avdo, tul panas mipneim, va'shivim b'choshech. He took away their light. So too, if chas v'chalil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers up the sun, so then it's as if he takes away our light. Tanya Rabbi Meir, it calls man shema oris loikin, simin ra l'sayneim shel Yisrael. Anytime that the lights of Klal Yisrael are hit, in other words, adversely affected, it's a simin ra, dafka for lisoneim shel Yisrael, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, mipnei shel mulumadin b'makosein. According to Rashi, lisoneim shel Yisrael is a euphemism. It really means it's a simin ra for Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael's lumudin b'makosein. What is that? That Klal Yisrael is the cause for Puranos that comes to the world. Rashi says this on the first wide line. Kol mini Puranos habam ba'olam yeshlam Yisrael lidog. V'lo mar lo basim in ze ela b'shvileinu. It came because of us. All Puranos that came to the world, because Klal Yisrael's role is so important, they have to be concerned it was due to them. Moshul ha-sofer shabala beis ha-sofer ritzua b'yado. The metaphor of this would be a sofer. Here that refers to a teacher that comes to the school
And he has Uretzua Biyado, he has the whip in the hand. In those days, the Rabbeim used to whip the Talmidim. Midoik, which Talmud needs to worry? Misha Ragalilkos Bechol Yom Viyoim, who doik? The one who constantly gets hit, he's the one who needs to worry. Klal Yisrael is someone that gets hit by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka, because in this case HaKadosh Baruch Hu, presumably it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, and therefore Klal Yisrael has to be concerned that the Peranos relates to them. Tan Rabbanim is Mat Shacham Aloike, at the time that the sun is hit, Simin Ra L'Ovdei Kochavim, then that's a bad sign for idol worshippers. In other words, that for that reason the Goyim need to worry that they're being punished. Mefarshim explained that the Chama represents Teva, which is the worship of Ovdei Kochavim, those who worship the stars. Levana, but the moon, if it's like Yasimin Rala, Sonam Shal Yisrael, again, like we had mentioned before, it's a euphemism. Sonam Shal Yisrael refers to particularly Klal Yisrael. That Sonam Shal Yisrael, here's the euphemism that Klal Yisrael, so Simin Ra, if the Levana is hit. In other words, if it doesn't give light, if it's blocked from its light. Mipnei Yisrael Mainim Levana, because Klal Yisrael counts by the lunar calendar. V'Ovdei Kochavim L'Chama Loka B'Mizrach, if there isn't sun in the eastern hemisphere. Simin Ra L'Yoshvei Mizrach, it's a bad sign for those of the sin in the east. B'Marav, but if in the west, Simin Ra L'Yoshvei Marav, then it's a bad sign for those who sin in the west. Be'emtza Rekia Simin Ra L'Chol Olam Kuloi, then it's a bad sign for the entire world, the entire nations of all the world. Panav Dom in Ladam, if the face of it is reddish, then that's a sign of blood. Chereb Balolam, that murder is going to come to the world. Lesak, if it's like a sack, which is generally made from the feathers of goats, which tend to be darkish, so then Rav Ban Olam, that's a sign of hunger coming to the world. Luzu Luzu, Chereb V'chetzi Rav Ban Olam. If it's both, then it's a combination of murder and famine that's coming to the world. Loka Bichnisaso, if the sun begins to be affected at the beginning of the day, so then Peranos Shoe Lavo. It's going to take a while for the tragedy to come. Yitziyaso B'Maheres Lavo. But if it's when it leaves, then it's going to come quickly. V'yeshan L'mchiluf HaDvarim. And some say the opposite. If it's Laka B'Knisasa, Rashi says, so then in such a case, then that's a sign that Peranus is quickly going to come. According to Rashi, that means the Knisasa refers to the Shkia, and the Yitziyasa seems to mean when the sun is about to come out. So some learn that the Chiluch HaDvarim means is that B'Knisasa is in the evening, then that means that it's a similar, it's going to come quickly. V'en l'cha kol uma v'uma shaloike, She'ein Elohel Loke Ima. There isn't a nation that gets punished, that its God is also punished with it. Shenemar, as we see, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, L'chol Elohei Mitzrayim, Es HaShvatim, Pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem. Period. U'bizman She'Yisrael Oysen Ratzon Yishol Mokoyim. But if we are doing the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eim Yisiyar Mikol Eilu, you don't have to worry about anything. Shenemar, Koyamar Hashem, El derech hagoyim al tilmadu meoises hashemayim el teichasu kiyechatu hagoyim mechama. Don't learn from the ways of Hashem and don't be afraid for the signs of heaven. Actually, the correct lashon is kiyechatu hagoyim mehema. Only the goyim, not mehema, but mehema. That only the goyim have to be afraid from the signs. As Chazal Darshin, Oivdei Kochal Michatu Vein Yisrael Yichatu. Chazal Yisrael doesn't have to be afraid of the signs if they're doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamim Tiem Hashem Elokecha, my father Shlita always points out that if a person goes in the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he doesn't have to worry about all these signs. And that's exactly what this Pasuk Yirmiyahu Perek Yud is saying. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom. Chavtes Haman Alf Tanur Rabbanim Bishvil Abba Dvarim Cham Aloike. There are 4 reasons that the sun gets hit. Al Avbezdin Shemes. So the sun won't shine if Avbezdin dies. Ve'ein Nisbid Ke'alocha. And he's not eulogized properly. Val Naira Murasa Shetzaka Be'ir Ve'ein Moishia La. And if a woman is raped and she cries out and no one helps her, Val Mishkev Zachar and homosexuality, Val Shnei Achim Shenishbach Domon Ke'echot. And 2 brothers that were murdered together, ubishvil abo dvar, because of 4 things Moira is like on.
Loikin, and for four things, the stars and the moon become darkened. Al Kaisvei, plaster for those people who write false shtaros. Valmeidei de Sheker, and those who testify falsely. Valmegadle behemadaka Beretz Yisrael, and for those who raise animals like goats and lambs and so on in Eretz Yisrael, which is based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma. An Ayin Tesame Beis that says that you're not supposed to raise these animals in Eretz Yisrael because what they do is they go into fields and destroy fields. And those who cut down good trees, you could be medayik maybe la halacha, that even though there's an iser to cut down a tree, it's only ilanos tovos. And there are four reasons that people's possessions get given over to the king unfairly. Almashi shtaros peruim, because they hold on to shtaros that have already been paid. In other words, Reuven owed Shimon money. Reuven paid Shimon back, but Shimon held on to the shtar. Now, ultimately, an error could emerge where Reuven or was Shimon or his estate could demand money from Reuven a second time unfairly. Valmalei beribis, and those people who lend with interest. Valshay safik biyadam limchais v'loy michu, if they weren't sure someone did naveira, and they weren't sure if their musser would be listened to. Rashi writes in the first few lines on Chavtes Amabes, Shel bali batim alolu limchos biyad ovri averus she bidorim she devreim nishma machmas oshem rabrius yureim mehem velo michu. They had the ability to protest, but they didn't protest. According to Rashi, we made a mistake in how we read it. It's not va'al shahayu safek, but rather va'al shahayu sipek biyadam limchos v'lo michu. They had the opportunity to be mocha, and they weren't. The Gemara continues on top of Chav Tesam and Beis, va'al shepoiskim tzedaka b'rabim v'ena noisnim, that they promise tzedakah to give and they don't give. Four things cause the possessions of people to go and become hidden. In other words, they disappear. Al koshvei schar sachir, they don't pay the wages at time. Val oshke schar sachir, and they cheat out the workers from their wages. Val sheparkin ol me'al tzavareim, and they throw off their responsibility. V'nosin al chavareim, and they take their responsibilities and put it on their friends. Val gasas haruach and balei gaiva, v'gasas haruach keneged kulam, and balei gaiva is the worst of all above, and it's equivalent to all of the above. Avol ba'anovim, but if you're dealing with modest people, k'siv, ba'anovim yirshu aretz v'sangu al rov shalom. Taking the road of modesty always is worth the price. In the end, the person will end up ahead. Hadron aloch hayoshon, we conclude Baruch Hashem, the second parak of Maseches Sukkah. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin Lulav HaGozel, the third parak. Lulav HaGozel HaYov Eish Posel. If there is a stolen lulav and a dried out, it's posel. Shel Asher V'Shilar Nidachas, posel. As well as if it's come from Ashera and from a city that served Avodah Zarah, it's posel. Nikdam Rosho, if the leaves are spread apart, nifritzu alav means a spread apart, nikdam rosha means the top is cut off. If the top leaves are cut off, or the leaves are spread apart, in other words, they're cut, spread apart, even from the bottom, posel, it's posel. Nifritzu alav, if they're spread apart, but they're still attached together, kosher. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Yagdenu Milmala, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if they're nifritzu, if you tie them from the bottom, it's going to be acceptable. Tzine ar barzel, the leaves of Har Barzel Ksheros, that also qualifies as a kosher lulav. Rashi says, even though it has small leaves, nevertheless, since it comes from what's called a dekel, it's going to be kosher. Lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tvachim gedei l'naneya bo kosher. As long as a lulav has three tvachim, and according to the Gemara, and another tefach to be able to shake, so then in such a case, it will be kosher. This is how Rashi explains our Mishnah based on the Gemara. As far as these psulim, there are a lot of interesting tosas in about this. First of all, tosas points out in Dibra Maskul Lulav Yavesh that according to Rashi, the psul of lulav is based on zek keli van veyu, that your lulav is supposed to be beautiful. But tosas asks, if that would be so, then why should the lulav be pasul? L'chura, the halach of zekeli vanveyu is a din l'chatchila. Therefore, if b'di'eved, if it happened that your lulav was possible, that your lulav was yavesh, according to Rashi's approach, it should still be kosher. And the mashmos of the Mishnah is that it will be possible. Therefore, Tosas seems to take a different approach, and he also points out that the shear of yavesh is like the shear in regards to the definition of a live limb. That a live limb, if from an animal, if it has already become disconnected from its life source, that it begins to crumble when pressed on, so too, a lulav, if it begun to crumble, will be possible. It seems, according to Tosis, it's not a psul zekeli vanveyu, but rather, according to Tosis, it will be a psul of, it doesn't have the identity of a lulav. In Tosis Dibra Maskel Niktam, Tosis discusses the psul that we mentioned of the top leaves being cut off. Here Tosis presents the position that we're talking about the top leaf. There are Rishonim who disagree, who say that it means all the leaves, as well as Tosos, that the majority of the top leaves are cut off. In Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Ramah, how we paskin whether it's the top leaf or all of the leaves. Let's Bezer Hashem continue in the Gemara. Kapasik v'tani, loishna b'yamtiv rishon v'loishna b'yamtiv sheni. From the mashmos of our Mishnah is mashma that these things are possible, both on the first day as well as the second day. Bishlema yavesh, I understand when it comes to yadesh, hader b'inan v'leka. The Torah says, now notice here how the Gemara explains a psul of hader. The Torah says that it needs to be hader. Now Rashi points out that it's a little bit of a question. What does it mean where, why we had said, we had added that the Torah says. Now the Torah does say, it says pre-Eitz Hadar, but that's in regards to the Hesrog. So Rashi learns that the Psul Yavesh over here is Zecher LeMikdash based on the idea of Hidr Mitzvah. So the question becomes, I understand when it comes to Yavesh, so then you have idea of Hidr Mitzvah, that it doesn't make a difference whether it's the first day or the second day. That when it comes to the second day, Bizman Hazeh, Rashi is assuming the following fact about the psukim in the Torah in regards to mitzvahs dal mean in the Torah Kedosha describes ulakachtem biyom rishon priyetz hadar usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokechem. So the mitzvah of taking the dalid minim min haTorah outside of the mikdash is only the first day. All 7 days is only midrabanan zeichel mikdash. Says Rashi, the Gemara is asking like this: when it comes to the psul of yavesh, when it should be possible all 7 days because you don't have hider mitzvah, which is necessary when it needs to be done as a Zecher LeMikdash. So I understand why Lulav Yavish is going to be possible all 7 days, because it's not Mehudar Ela Gazel. But what about when it's stolen? Bishlam Yomtiv Rishon Dechsiv Lachem Mishalachem El Biyomtiv Sheini Amaylo. But when it comes to Yomtiv Sheini, what should be the problem? Because as we said, the Torah says in Parshas Emor, L'kachtem Lachem Biyomar Rishon. So there's a requirement that you own it. If it wasn't yours and it was stolen, it's going to be possible. But the second day of Yomtiv, what's going to be the problem with that? And Mirtz Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, the Gemara will introduce the concept of mitzvah bo ba'avera to answer that question. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Chof Tes in Mesechah Sukkah.